This is Robert Monroe, and welcome to another Explorer session taken from our experimental files. Due to many requests, this will be a presentation of part of the material in regard to changes in future Earth patterns. We offer only one comment. Each explorer at the time in reporting had no access or knowledge of the other, including verbal communication. More simply, one was not contaminated, as it were, by the other. With this reassurance, we invite you to form your own conclusions. Remember, the quality of the recording may change from point to point due to the conditions under which it was made. It is not the fault of your tape deck. The first to report is Explorer TC, and reporting from Focus 15, the state of no time. He was in the company, as it were, of a friend he calls Thor. And with the help of Thor, he brought back this information about future patterns here on Earth. Keep remembering the date of this recording, September 7th, 1976.
Particularly the western half of the United States and what it would look like afterwards. It's kind of strange because when I saw it, the map startled me a little bit, and then I was told that I was mistaking the shading and was thinking that land was water and water was land. I had a negative version of the map that I was being shown. And pretty much as we had had before, the disturbances in the east are slated for around 83 or 4. I asked when you would move from your present house, and immediately got April. Although I didn't get a year, I just got the month, April. No, I did not, but I will, if you
yes.
like.
And so that you can remember it and draw it later.
Okay. And I've been studying it and trying to fill in the detail. I shouldn't have any trouble at all drawing it.
Very good. Now, remember your revised map of California. So that you can draw it later.
Mm-hmm.
You'll even do that?
Yes. It has a strange feature to it, an indentation, almost like a V, a notch cut out of west central United States. Excuse me, reporting. The quake that's going to occur in about 3 months in California is not going to be the major one. It's not going to be the worst one, although it will be a major quake by standards of, you know, people living there. The rest of the U.S. Well, experience, light tremors, nothing disastrous until about 83 or so, when over about a one-year period, most of the traumatic geological changes will take place. Meanwhile, a very unusually large number of earthquakes will be happening worldwide.
What will the pattern be then in the rest of the world in the next 10 years? What changes will take place in roughly about what time frame?
Western Europe will shift southward toward Africa. The Mediterranean will shrink, will close up to a large extent. I see most of the change being taken around the in the Mediterranean area, southern Europe. It looks like England and that part of northern and central Europe all survives all right. It's just the whole thing gets shifted southward. Of course, there are lots of changes that from a global viewpoint don't look that large, but I'm sure from a local viewpoint will be quite significant and quite massive. But right now I'm looking at a globe of the Earth, and it's turning slowly, and as it turns I see the changes. So I'm getting a very macroscopic view. Water opens up. Even though the Mediterranean is squished down to a smaller body of water, it extends further to the east. And covers covers quite a bit of land that's now to the east of the Mediterranean, and also like through the Suez Canal. The canal will become not really a canal anymore. It will open up to a larger body of water. Now, my view just got in real close there, and I need to back off a little bit in so I can take in the whole globe again. Telescope back out.
Examine and remember the Orient and the Pacific as you go.
Okay. Pian Lakes, Black Sea, Caspian Sea area that seem to have grown much larger. Most of Russia looks unchanged, on a global scale, which mostly is where the landmass exists rather than detail. China and Southeast Asia is altered quite a bit. China in particular uh, we back off a little bit further. It seems like a great deal of southeastern China, well, exchange land for water. There will be new islands created and old ones submerged in general throughout the oceans.
Start with the United States and see what happens from 77 on, and what happens to our economic structure, what happens to our political structure. Ask and see what we receive.
Pardon. Gives you a chance to get your recorder going. The political climate will be one of administering by a crisis, resources and attention by the federal government, and the political system will be put to toward the most demanding crisis of the moment. Political or social programs won't be planned and executed and ideas worked out. It won't be that type of thing like we've seen in the past. It will essentially be a race from behind to catch up and keep up with series of crises, some of which, of course, will be caused by the geological changes.
Native.
I was working on trying to get a prediction on the presidential race in 76. And I didn't get a real strong indication. Matter of fact, at first, Thor was being a little funny and said it would be Gerald Carter. Then he was a little smug about that. I got a feeling that he's not real anxious to get into that kind of information, but if I pressed it a little bit, perhaps I could get that. Generally, a lot of crises, not all related to geological changes, political crises, kind of a showdown between the liberals and conservatives in economic and welfare and social programs versus economic programs. A slowing of the rate of growth, economic growth in the country. Maybe even a standing still for a while. Now that's what I see in the short term, the next 3 years or so, 3 or 4 years. Well, I just asked again and I kind of got the half-hearted indication that Carter would win the presidency and that he would not turn out to be the candidate that many people had voted for him would expect of him, that he will turn out to be more fundamentally conservative than he is picturing himself to the voters now. And this is, I suspect, what will create part of that showdown between the social programs people and the conservatives.
Date of recording 9/7/76.
So I guess that turns out to be a lot of political turmoil over the next few years. As more of the geological changes begin occurring, the mood will change from internal policies and directions of the government towards the citizens just to simple survival. And there will not be a great deal of panic and violence. The events seem to have such a sobering impact that the vast majority of people will work together for a mutual benefit and to aid each other's chances of survival. Of course, there is still a small criminal element, but if anything, the criminal side of life in the United States will be reduced considerably because of the seriousness of the seriousness that life will take on. Worldwide, it will be a very politically unstable next 3 or 4 years. A lot of changes in governments. In general, I just see a lot of political activity. Again, when major devastation occurs, ideas will turn toward mutual help and survival and away from political idealism or political power maneuvering. People will begin to depend less for their governments and more on each other because their governments will really be able to do very little to help them or do anything for them.
Date of recording 9/7/76. As a result of these major geologic changes, will our present system of transportation and distribution remain?
No. It will become more local. There won't be as much long distance interstate commerce, the produce and materials of for housing and of course food and the basic necessities that will be available in an area will come from closer by rather than shipped from long distances. But there will still be commerce and there will still be transportation.
What energy sources will be available?
Well, actually, most of the sources that are available now will still be available, though a great deal of the energy production will be eliminated, so will a great deal of the consumers of that energy. For example, the electric power generating facilities that will still be operating well after, of course, some rebuilding and repair, be able to serve in a useful way to the consumers that still need that power.
Will petroleum still be available? Oil, gasoline?
Yes, but at a much higher price. There may be some sort of rationing. It may not be a free market situation where one can buy what one can afford. As I look in, I still see cars and trucks moving, but I do have a feeling of scarcity as far as petroleum products go. Trouble is, all that geological shifting has played havoc with a great deal of the sources of petroleum. Places where it used to be, where they have facility for processing and pumps and wells and so on, it of course would no longer be there. And other places may become sources that were not sources before. So there will be petroleum, but it will be scarce. Probably rationed.
Very good.
Solar energy and powering of individual dwellings will become much more popular and widespread instead of the central power production plant with a large distribution system. There will be smaller power production or individual dwelling production.
Very good. You were speaking of consumers. After all of these geologic changes through 1988, what would be the population of the United States at that time?
What I got was about 150 million.
And what would the figure be worldwide?
about 3 billion, but I have no feel for that number at all, whether that's smaller, larger, or the same as it is now. I do have a feel for the U.S. population. 150 million is about 50 million less than there are now. It's kind of strange. As I get this information, it's like there's a large atlas, and as the questions are asked, there is somebody turning the pages of the atlas, and I am essentially reading the information.
Ask the question then, what is the cause behind all of the geologic changes?
Well, there's several levels to that answer. On a physical level, the cause, I had a picture of a prune as it dried out, wrinkling. Earth system changing its physical state for the loss of heat from its core. The pressure of the core decreasing with the slow heat loss, and because of those decreasing pressures, the matter of the Earth itself will need to adjust to accommodate those changes in forces and pressures. That's the physical side, sort of a scrunching up of the Earth. I kind of have the feeling that when it's all over, the Earth will be a little smaller in diameter, a little shorter in circumference. Just kind of scrunch up a little bit, collapse a little, I guess. And all the geological activity on the surface will be just like wrinkles. On a much larger view, on a cosmic perspective, I don't really see an intent like that. This is happening, you know, because it is going to, you know, do any specific thing. But I see that it's like part of the program. On a cosmic view, it will happen, and it will be a turning point. Sort of like a shaking up of people's awareness.
Time now to turn over to the other side of the cassette, and we'll continue on the other side. So turn it over now.
happen, and it will be a turning point. Sort of like a shaking up of people's awareness, an unsettling of lifestyles and attitudes, just a general shaking up, stirring the pot, change in direction. That hopefully when things settle down again, then they will have settled down with positive changes having taken place. But I don't really see that that's already determined, that it will be an overall positive experience. It may or may not be. It still depends on what is made of it. But I see that it has a larger probability, say, of having a positive outcome, in that when these lifestyles and attitudes and feelings and essentially reality view of the people settles after having been so shaken and disturbed and changed from its normal way, we'll probably settle down to more fruitful reality system than we have now. But I don't see that as a fact that's already determined, just as the larger of probabilities. More like an opportunity, like the shake-up forces new thinking through of things, and it's that opportunity that's really presented.
What then is the best action or role or participation that we can do in the next 10 years and beginning now? Best for others, best for ourselves, best for the world in general.
The more that people, that persons become in touch with themselves, the more positive will this readjustment and resettling of reality view become. The legitimization of an inner self and the importance of that inner self will help immensely when people are so uprooted and the pot is stirred. This legitimization of inner space, so to speak, will open the doorway for many people to react to the situation constructively, and we fit in to this by helping bring about that legitimization and by, of course, helping individuals get in touch with their selves.
And there you have one part of it, the major part, and that's reported by T.C. and his friend Thor. Remember that this was back in September of 1976 that this recording was made, the one you've just heard. Now let's turn to Miranon and his reporting, his viewpoint on the same subject.
Your earth will change in many ways, and the changes will come very soon. You will experience them in your present form. Do you want geographical changes, or do you want changes in the human as you know him? There will be major shifts in the planet Earth, in which large land mass within the area of what you call California will be changed radically, and what are small islands off of that will become much larger. Your continent will be much smaller within 10 years. The southern part of the East Coast will be pretty much as you know it, minor changes. But the northern part of the East Coast and a large part of what you call Canada will sink into the ocean. This will occur within 12 years. These changes will be brought about by forces within the center of the earth changing in such ways that great land masses will be pushed up, forcing other land areas to sink. Large faults will occur on the west coast, causing the land to slip. But for all the land that is lost, there will be gains. The geographic changes will bring a new awakening to mankind. He must experience this crisis in order to understand that he must work with each of his fellow beings. This awakening is beginning now, but it will occur and affect the entire political situation of the world. There will be many needs for change. And by the year 2014, there will be one It will not be a nation, it will be simply planet Earth. And there will be no political structure as you know political structure. but there will be cooperation among all people.
In a later session, we inquired of Miranana about other changes in the patterns to come, and here was what he reported.
Within the next 12 years, the earth will change radically. I have told you what will happen in North America, what you call North America. The bottom part of your hemisphere will also shift radically, and you will have two separate bodies of land. There will be a separation also of the land between what is in Europe, between Europe and Asia. And the sea there will widen. A large ocean will form. Between Europe and Africa. A large part of the western part of that continent will also shift into the ocean. In Europe, but you will have a new land mass arising between what is now Spain and the southeastern part. Southwestern part of the African continent. Your land mass will essentially stay close to the same. It will do some radical shifting. Many of your large cities will have to be restructured. People will not be as dependent upon large industrial complexes as they are now. There will be a split between the continent of Europe and Asia, a separation, and the land masses there will change radically. An ocean, a large body of water will appear there. There is much in that part of the of your planet that has not been utilized and will become central in the restructuring of your Earth. Emphasis will shift from the West to the Middle Eastern China will not be affected drastically by these shifts. Some of the land mass will change, but it will not be affected nearly as much as your continent and that of Europe and Africa. There will be attempts to maintain the structures you now have, but the shifts will be so radical that there will be a change in consciousness demanding cooperation and the formation of a one-structured political system. By the year 2012, Earth will have one government. There will be, at this point, you have many beings on planes similar to mine who are working with people throughout your planet. At the time this restructuring is necessary, there will be more communication between all of these people, and the restructuring will come as a result of their combined efforts. It will not come from one area, but from all over. What you see now as Western or Eastern will no longer be of importance, but there will be truly a concept of oneness, of I find it hard to find the words. I think Liana has a word intuition in her head, but that doesn't really fit. That is a strange word. What is that word?
How do you explain the word intuition? I tried, but I wasn't too successful. Now for our final part. Here is RMC looking backward from the year 3000 on the same period in Earth's history.
Evidently there was a point in our history, the history of the Earth, where we were very close to, had come close to a kind of a, well, we hit a negative stage where all the vibrations were building up into a negative pattern, but and there were many shifts that took place, but it didn't happen all at once. It was a gradual pattern, and the shifts where one shift would take place in one part of the world, it would balance out in another part. And this happened. Seems like there was almost a period of a couple of hundred years way back and the early part of 2000 where there were sort of major shifts. But at this point, there seems that it appears that help came from other dimensions where there were beings who had been in communication with us and been observing us and working on many different levels with us, but came in and were able to work out a pattern of communication and give some helps and pointers of how the earth could be rejuvenated and it seems that the people of the earth at this point were ready. They had been prepared for this breakthrough into a new stage of development and there seems to be a I could see a thin line that I don't know what the line means. It's almost like a line that starts back in the 19s. It's like I could see it. It's some type of a meter that shows that there are vibrations taking place and shifts taking place throughout certain points, sort of a gradual kind of shift, and it's happening. It seems to be happening in the just before I see between 19 in the 19s up before 2000, just sort of gradual back and forth. It shows that there are a lot of little shifts taking place, but it seems that just before there's a period before the year 2000, there's a period, it seems to be a period of about all of a sudden there's a great little, I can't even describe what it is, a kind of a needle that's showing the vibration rate. Seems that there's 20 years where it's gotten wider and the shifts are taking place more rapidly, but they're taking place gradually up and for almost a 50-year period here. A lot of little shifts taking place gradually enough that people are aware that things happen, but not in a major way. But there's like a 20-year period here where some major vibrations are taking place. And as I look at the whole spectrum, it seems to be the last 20 years of in the 1900s, just before coming into 2000.
And there you have a viewpoint from the year 3000 and how we look from there. For our final viewpoint, here is JUC reporting from Focus 15, the state of no time.
It's like impossible. It's like it has to start all over again. I hope that big catastrophe is gonna come. And I got 1980. And it's going to the rumbles, the tremors are going to be felt all across the country. Everyone's going to be aware of it. It's going to be like, it's like what the religious folks would feel like would be the end of the world. And with that, that's when the changes of the water are going to come. The oceans, lakes, rivers. It's like they're going to be pushed from within upward. Consume more land. I can just see it happening. But the fear and the terror is just rampant. The screaming, the awe. Thousands and thousands of people will die. Horrible deaths. A witnessing of these horrible deaths will make the survivors really rethink their values. Be so thankful to be alive. I mean, living will have so much more meaning. People will want to live, want to be good, because they will really be fearful of God. Christian God, Jewish God, their God. But it'll be that time for them to realize that their living is dependent upon themselves, that their life is dependent upon themselves, their thoughts, their ideas, their energy. And the message that comes from this lab will really make people start thinking of wanting to find out more about themselves. Although I also get a reading that religion is, there are going to be some really religious freaks that are going to draw people and half the people in that direction. I don't know how many people will be alive. A lot of cities will be destroyed. A lot of towns will be destroyed. There'll be a whole new rebuilding of communities, of systems, government. It's really going to be scary. It's really scary.
That's it. That's a part of the material we have been receiving over the past 5 years in regard to changing Earth patterns. What do you think? I would appreciate your comments. And this is the end of this particular tape. Thank you.